A BC developer is facing mounting financial headaches stretching across properties throughout Metro Vancouver. The BC Supreme Court has appointed a receiver to take control of a Surrey project from Burnaby-based Thind Properties Limited, after a lender petitioned the court, claiming they were owed more than $85 million. Thind Properties is also the subject of a separate legal proceeding related to developments in Richmond and Burnaby. In a November 8 order by Judge David Masahara, a receiver was appointed for Thind's District Northwest project located at 13438 105 A Avenue in Surrey, where the developer had planned to build two residential towers with 1,023 units near Surrey Central SkyTrain station. This came after the lender, Kingset Mortgage Corp., petitioned the court on October 11, saying Thind Properties owed them $85,695,102.47 as of October 1, consisting of about $80 million of principal and about $5.6 million in interest. Interest continued to accrue at a rate of $31,661.89 per day, according to the petition, which was made under the Federal Bankruptcy and Insolvency Act. The indebtedness is fully due and owing and payable to Kingset, and the borrowers have failed or neglected, and continue to fail or neglect, to pay, said the petition filed by Kingset's lawyers from Osler, Hoskin and Harcourt LLP. In Masahara's order, receiver KSV Restructuring Inc. was granted various powers, including the power to take possession of and exercise control over the property, and to manage, operate and carry on the business of the debtors. The petition was supported by an affidavit from Daniel Pollock, a Kingset executive who said that on May 1, Thind Properties failed to make monthly interest installment payments. After that, Kingset attempted to work with the borrower and gave it an opportunity to restructure its financial affairs. However, Kingset then lost confidence in the borrower's ability to satisfy its obligations and took steps to enforce its security. In Kingset's view, the appointment of the receiver is necessary to ensure the lands are sold in an expedient manner that secures the most value, Pollock stated. According to BC Assessment, the two-acre parcel had a 2024 assessment value of $65,885,000 as of July 1, 2023. Technically, the borrowers were District Northwest Limited Partnership and 105 University View Homes Limited, subsidiary entities of Thind Properties. In its response to petition, the developer opposed the appointment of a receiver and took issue with Pollock's assertions. The innuendo left by Mr. Pollock's affidavit is that the respondents have not latched onto opportunities to restructure their affairs. There is not a fair description of the ongoing discussions between the parties, supported by an affidavit from President and CEO Daljit Thind. The developer said it needed additional time to secure new joint venture partners. Thind testified that his companies were in discussions with an unnamed third party to get on board. He also said pre-sale deposits were not at risk because the units were sold below current market value. The respondents are opposed to the appointment of a receiver, as such appointment will wipe out all of the partnership's equity in the property, stated Thind, who was represented by Richards Buell Sutton LLP. This outcome now appears likely. In appointing KSV as the receiver, Masahara authorized KSV to sell the property on or after January 18, 2025. Any transactions for the property are subject to court approval, KSV noted in its court filings. The outcome of the realization process will determine the amount available for distribution to the debtor's creditors. Also on November 8, Kingset initiated legal proceedings for two other Thind Properties projects to be placed into receivership. Kingset is also the lender for Thind's Highline and Minoru Square projects, and its second petition states that it is owed about $146 million and $75 million for those two projects, respectively. According to Thind Properties website, Highline is a project in Burnaby's Metro Town that would have 327 units, 10 floors of office space and ground floor commercial space. Meanwhile, Minoru Square is a project in Richmond that would have 429 units and 184,423 square feet of retail and office space. This separate petition has not yet been responded to by Thind's counsel, and a hearing has yet to take place. Because the two projects share the same principal contacts and are financially interwoven, KingSett's petition requests that they share the same receiver and that the lender's security for each project be enforced simultaneously. According to the Federal Office of the Superintendent of Bankruptcy, there were 256 bankruptcies and proposals in the real estate, rental, leasing and construction sectors under the Bankruptcy and Insolvency Act in Q3 2024, compared to 199 in Q3 2023, an increase of 29%. Factors in the shifting landscape include inflation, the steep jump in the key interest rate from 0.25% in March 2022 to 5% in June 2023, rising construction costs and permitting delays. J. McCann at biv.com. @ Jamie McCann.